Nolte FCC sets sights on the View and Disney licenses, report. By John Nolte on July 16, 2026. It beggars belief that the Disney grooming syndicate benefits from our publicly owned airwaves, which it is allowed to use for free, and is still permitted to abuse this gift by broadcasting 2 full hours of leftist propaganda every weekday. Monday to Friday through the ABC broadcast network, Disney airs 2 hours of unanswered attacks on over 50% of the country, Jimmy Kimmel and The View, without any repercussions. Until now. Teehee. The New York Post reports. The Federal Communications Commission, FCC, is preparing to rule that ABC's The View is not a bona fide news program, a decision that would upend more than 2 decades of precedent and subject the Disney-owned daytime talk show to federal equal-time rules for political candidates. In addition, the FCC is also expected to escalate a separate investigation into Disney's broadcast television licenses, moving the matter toward an administrative hearing that could ultimately threaten ABC-owned stations in New York, Los Angeles, and other major markets. Disney actually wants us to believe that The View, which is nothing more or less than a bunch of elite, entitled, shockingly ignorant, leftist harridans sitting around a table calling Republicans Nazis, is a news program and therefore exempt from the FCC's long-standing equal time rule. Please. Naturally, Disney will fight the FCC just as hard as it fights to queer little kids, when the only change required without a news designation would see The View subjected to the equal time rule. No one's opinion needs to change. The harridans can all stay. But if you host a politician during campaign season, the equal time rule requires that The View give his opponent the same amount of airtime. So, if you host a Democrat politician during the primary season, you must host his Democrat primary opponents. During the general election, you must host his Republican opponent. The reason for this is obvious and just. Multinational corporations cannot be allowed to use public property, the airwaves they use for free, to prop up preferred candidates using television exposure potentially worth millions of dollars. The smug groomers at Disney think they are above the law and get around this rule simply by designating The View a news program, when we all know that's a lie. And think about how corrupt Disney is, that the very idea of hosting a politician with an outside opinion so repulses them that they are not only willing to lie, but most likely spend millions fighting this with the FCC and eventually in court. Using our airwaves, Disney has turned ABC into a pro-Democrat super PAC, and it is long past time for this outrage to end.